Right now, it's my pleasure to welcome a Vaughan City Councillor, hoping I'm pronouncing her name right, Marilyn Lafrate. And this is about a feature that is contained today in the Toronto Star about how effectively a group went out and looked at the proposed routes for the 413 highway, which is at the moment unbuilt, and they came up with a plan that would have the least environmental impact, but it would also impact upon real estate. And ultimately, the plan that was chosen by the Ford administration, Tim Hudak insists on the morning brief this morning at 6:20 that this was probably civil servants and not the premier or any of the people in the cabinet themselves. But ultimately, they chose a more environmentally damaging route in favor of real estate. The councillor joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm okay. There's some interesting legwork here, because if I understand correctly, you applied to Access to Information to find out more about how the province was evaluating the route of this freeway, and then you found out this somewhat, indicting choice that the province made, that it was a more environmentally damaging route.
Correct. And actually, I was quite surprised that they actually released those confidential documents to me, but heck, I got them. I was happy to share them. You're right. The information from particularly the slide deck from May 2020, which I believe was used as a presentation piece to York Region and the City of Vaughan on May the 8th, the comments on page 17 of that slide deck was, I was shocked. I was shocked that, as I said, it was actually released. But well worth my $5 investment on a Freedom of Information request, because it's been critical, and it really confirmed what I have been saying all along. Things are happening here. The truth is not being shared with the public, and this is an example of such.
Let me quote from the article as it appears in the Star. In the documents obtained by the Star, the GTA West consultants said they had a technically preferred route that was better from both an environmental and cost perspective. The route, which they labeled S8-3, impacted less greenbelt land, would run across a more stable part of the Humber River, and would be cheaper to build. It also had the lowest impact on fish and wildlife habitat. There's a lot of content to that. I mean, I think one of the big takeaways for anybody who just doesn't care about fish and wildlife habitat would be this was actually a cheaper route.
You know, it's interesting because the costs, and you know, for this entire project have not been made public. They keep telling us they don't have that information, but obviously they do have information. And in order to make that statement, they know what they're looking at. The consultants coming out, and this is what really, really bothered me. Choosing the route that they chose would increase the environmental assessment risk of non-approval and undermine the credibility of the entire route selection process and GTA West Corridor EA. That's huge. That is absolutely huge. And why would you choose to go down that path when you have a document that states these are the risks? And there's a lot of money being spent on these studies, tons of money. Why would you risk all of that and all the work by choosing a route that's so unacceptable and so damaging and destructive? It's some of the information that I had also gathered through tons and tons of records is the continuum of questions by the stakeholders, which would be Ministry of Natural Resources, Ministry of the Environment, TRCA. Questions never answered, and questions that they've told them will never be answered by MTO and the GTA West. So it's as I said, it was an eye-opener. Basically, I asked for copies of minutes of meetings between the stakeholders, primarily those three groups, with MTO and the GTA West study. And over and over and over again, all kinds of risk factors have been discussed, and they've been all ignored. So, you know, it's time to tell the story. It's time to tell the truth. That was my objective here.
Thank you very much for this.
You're most welcome.
Marilyn Iafrati is a Vaughn counselor, and through access to information, as she said, $5 investment, managed to get her hands on the documents that found that the group that recommended the preferred route, cheaper and more environmentally friendly, was ignored in favor of real estate.